This is a CKTZ News update. BC voters went to the polls on October 15th to elect new municipal governments. Robin Mawhinney emerged victorious over Mark Dahl, winning Area C of the Strathcona Regional District. It includes Quadra and Reed Islands, as well as inlets and smaller islands. Mawhinney says her positive focus and open communication style helped give her the win. She won 69% of the vote for Area C, where more than 49% of eligible voters turned out, deemed high for a municipal election, where Mawhinney says often various cities and regions don't see more than a 30% turnout. Mawhinney says she feels honored by the support and confidence Area C voters have placed in her.
Isn't that amazing? I feel really honored by that turnout and by that percentage of the win. It really, to me, shows that the community is really engaged this electoral process, and I feel empowered by the community support and ready to serve and speak up on Area C issues.
Did that surprise you, just the margin of the win?
I had no idea what to expect. I've never been a candidate before, and I was quite surprised, but also utterly grateful and delighted.
Okay, now I'm just wondering, as I do some quick math in my head, Robin, that looks like about 1,200 votes were cast. Do you have any sense of, for Area C voters, what percentage was the actual turnout of people who could vote?
I wasn't sure, and I was just reading The Bird's Eye, which is a local Quadra Island-based, mostly online publication, and Amanda Lois Smith, who is the owner of that newspaper, she stated that there was a 49.2% turnout, so that's quite high considering most municipal elections struggle to get about 3.
Yes, that is actually considerable, that almost half the electorate got out. Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you roll up your sleeves, how are you managing? You have a lot to go through? Is it a steep learning curve, or how are you feeling about things?
I'm feeling really excited to get started. We get sworn in as new directors on November 9th. So until then, it's learning and preparing.
What are your actual top priorities? I know that you had spoken very clearly about wanting to establish an advisory council. What else is at the top of your list?
The advisory council is definitely on the top of my list. And fortuitously, I've connected with an islander who has experience working with high-level advisory boards. And they're willing to meet with me and share their knowledge on some of the challenges and best practices. And so I'm really excited about that. And it won't be long before I'm reaching out and connecting to various sectors of our community to find representatives.
Okay. Yeah, I was just about to ask you what the process will be for selecting those members of the advisory council. Will you be reaching out and choosing people, or will you be asking people to put their names forward?
I will tell you that it's still in process, but my intention is to reach out to specific areas and or subculture, tourism, and ask if there is somebody from that interest group that is interested in representing them at the advisory council level. And as well, my intention is that if there isn't somebody that is suggested to me, then I will reach out into that community and have more in-depth conversations to see who I can find that would be a suitable candidate.
Yeah, you mentioned some very specific sectors, including business, I believe tourism and both First Nations, and as well, environmental sort of advocacy and so forth as well.
Yes, also that, 100%.
Okay. Now, I'll just ask you one other quick thing here, Robin, and that is that you had said that you would, along with this advisory council you hope to establish in short order, that you'd be holding some open house or town hall meetings on specific issues. Do you have a list of priorities for that, and what will be at the top of that list in terms of the things that you want public input on?
The top priority for me in that regard is definitely going to be focusing on housing. Housing has many aspects to it, and finding solutions is going to include looking at short-term vacation rentals and how to manage them in the best way possible going forward. During my campaign, I really talked to folks about the need for an active transportation plan and a transportation strategy, and having conversations about these sorts of topics with our broader community is going to really be important to me.
Okay. Can you elaborate a bit on the transportation plan, Robin? Where do people see the needs are for transport, especially, I guess, on Quadra with the largest population of Area C?
When I say active transportation plan, really, I think that looks at how people are able to move around the island in a low-carbon way, self-propelled or electrically assisted propelled. So I think that it really dovetails nicely with climate resilience. And talking about finding safer routes for bicycles and self-propelled commuters is really important, because when people feel safe walking or cycling, they're more likely to make that low-carbon choice.
Do you think that the population warrants a potential bus service or anything like that, or shuttle service?
That is an interesting question. It is something that has been talked about before. It's probably something that we could have a better idea of its feasibility if and when we do an active transportation or a trans. The active transportation study is one thing, and I think that also a transportation strategy in general will give us a framework as a community for what the priorities are. I think that including Cortez Island in that conversation is going to be really important, because 17% of ferry traffic from Campbell River to Quadra is bound for Cortez. So that needs to be included in that conversation.
One other thing, I don't know how much pressure you can exert or where you would find an open ear. There is the whole question about the ferry service from Kwathiaski Cove to Campbell River, and just how much of a backlog there is, and there's promises to get the two-ferry service going by the end of this year or early next year. How important is that in terms of your list of reaching out to the provincial government for?
All islanders know that ferry is really in need of an upgrade, and it's been really having a hard time keeping up with the demand of the traffic, and as a result, there's been a lot of intense frustration from, I'm sure, Cortesians as well as Quadra folks. The tricky thing about the ferry is that, yes, I will definitely be having conversations with the Ministry of Transportation. It's been removed from government oversight, direct government oversight, so we really need to lobby directly to the BC Ferries if we're going to be talking about that. I'm very hopeful that they can find the appropriate staff and get our new ferries up and running in the spring, as they promised. Tell you one other thing.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, okay. You were asking what my top priorities are, and I would be remiss not to mention that the Outer Islands need an official community plan, and the Strathcona Regional Board begins the budget process in January, and ensuring that the Area C budget includes building this important OCP document with the Outer Islands is a priority for me, as I know it. I've heard from many folks out there that it is for them as well.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.